Grin. And then when she took it off, she found the kesem on it. Or else, early nida, or else she gave it to a nida. And she let her friend that was a nida wear the clothing. Then after she gave it back, then she put it on and she found the kesem on it. So Lokar is, her raised that toilet bowl, she has the right to say that this kesem came from the nochris or from the nida. And she remains toira. So it says in the Mishnah, her raised that toilet bowl, that when she, the owner of the clothing, when she puts it on afterwards, and then she finds a kesem, she has a right to say the kesem did not come from her, but rather it came from the nochrius, that's tummy anyway, or came from the nida. And Rashi says, since they are tameir anyway, it's mustar with the dam came from them, and not from this isha that was toira until now. So she has a right to say the dam came from them, and not from her, she remains toira. But what's going to be gimel noshim, three ladies, shalashu cholak echad, that they lent the dress one to another, and first one lady wore it, the next day the next one, third one, the third lady wore it, the same dress one after another, and then at the end of 3 days they found a kesem on it. They don't know who it came from. Or else, by sheyoshvu al sasal echad, all three of them used one chair. They sat down on one after another, and they have been into all of them. When they got up, they found blood on the sasal. So lochru is kulam timayis. Since we do not know from which one of them it came from, so the rule b'chlal the sofik, so min ha-sofik, all three of them have tum atat tamanida now. What's going to be Yoshua sasul shalev? Let's say they sat down on a stool made out of stone, which is not mekabel tumah, or else oyel itzdebo shomer, sat down on a stool in the Beis HaMerchet, it's also part of the building, it's not mekabel tumah. So Rabbi Nechemya mitar, Nechemya holds, that even though this dam found, and we know it came from one of these ladies, they're all tor, they don't have a tumas kesem on them. Why? Sure, Rav Nechemya used to say, his shita was, that kol dove shein makabel tumah, if you find a kesem on anything that's not makabel tumah, the lacher is, ain't a makabel kesem, it has no tumas kesem either. So since there's no din tumah on an evan, on a stone, so therefore there's no din kesem, therefore the noshim remain tohiris. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara why. I almost like this. Omar Rav says, Benochrius Horoya. That's what the Mishnah says, if you lent your clothing first to a Goya, and then you take it back and wear it, and you find the dam, you could be told it came from her, only if the Nochrius, the Goya, is old enough that she could see, and she saw, you know for sure she saw dam already once. The Rashi says, Shigdoli, she's older. The Yaitimborn, you know, the Kvaros, you know that she saw already once. So if you know she saw already once, now you can be told this kesem came from her. Most of me, my, what's the proof? Because the Mishnah says, do me the nida. It says, you're telling the Nochri, you're just like a nida. So ma nida, just like the nida, the kechazia, she saw the nida, she became tamma, she saw dam. Is af Nochri, so the kechazia, is Nochri, also she saw dam, therefore she's tamma. And therefore you have right to be told it in her, and said the dam came from her, not from you. Other Rosh Hashi says, no. Ki noyim v'shochav ravom alo shmaita. When Rav said this aloch, he was like dreaming, he was like dozing off. Unless he was wrong, it's not true. Why? The Tanya would learn like this. Toila benochris. That again, the same similar case, that first you lent your dress to a goya, she wore it, and then the Jew wore it, and you found the kesem on it, you could be told yet that it came from the nochria, and therefore the Jew is Torah. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, benochris seruya lirois. Rabbi Meir says, you could be told in the goya, as long as she is old enough that she could see. But not that she had a see. So Poshet was a Tanakam hold, even though she's not even that old, even though she's less than that age, still you could be told in it. In Seldon Mazes, even Rameh is Momachim here. Lekram, he doesn't say Ela Beruya Lirois. Just that Goya has to be old enough that she's fit to see Dam. But neither of them hold that you have to be told Yom in the Isha that really saw Dam already. So it's not like Rav, therefore Rav is wrong. That's what Rosh Hashi said. Omar Rav, Rava says back, no. The Rav is right. For Tisber, is it true what you want to say that Rav Meir is the Chum, Rav Meir is the Machim over here? No, it's not true. Rabbi Meir is Lekula, Rav Meir is the one that's being Mekul over here, Rav Meir is Lekula. The Tanya will learn like this. Eina Tola Benochris. The Tanakami says, you're not totally in a Goya. Poshe means if she did not see it, you can't be totally in her. Rav Meir says, no, you could be totally in her. Means that even though she didn't see it, as long as she's old enough that she could see, it's enough. But according to the Tanakam holds, no, even though she's old enough, If she did not see damage, it can't be totally removed. Just like Rav says, like that's the time of the Tanakhama, that it can only be totally if you lent your beggar to a goya, if she already saw dam. So if she did not see dam, it can't be totally in her. Just like Rav. So Moses says, that still, we saw the Elakashach, it's still the first ratio, the first price of the earth, mash from Remeya, is taka, the machma, Tanakhama is more maker. Moses says, no, Tir Sochi, Lerm Shan, the first price like this. Fihi Shoroya. The Tanakhama says, when could you be totally your dress in the Goya you lent it to yesterday? Only if she already saw dam once, that Goya. Then you could say the spot of dam now came from her. But if she did not see it, you can't be totally, like Rav says, that's the Tanakhama. Remeya's maker says, no, Beruya Lures, no, as long as she's old enough that she could see, Viatha Pisha anyway, even though she didn't see it, still you could be totally in her. So that's the Masaika Tanakhama of Remeya. The Sokoponim is good Rav, that Rav is Loz the Chumra, and Paschal got the Tanakhama, that he could only be totally in the Goya if she already saw Dam. But if she did not see Dam yet, he can't be totally in her. Tan Rabban, we're going to write like this. Toilo bishoneris yom keneged yom. Similar case where you had your dress, Rachel had a dress, and she lent it to her friend Leah, and Leah wore it, and then after she got finished wearing it, she gave it back to Rachel. Then Rachel wore it for the next day, and then Rachel found a kestum on it. We don't know who it come from Rachel or from Leah. So let's say when Leah wore it yesterday, she was a shemeris yom keneged yom b'sheni shalor. Means she was joined her 11 days between Nidus and Nidus, and she saw 2 days ago Dam, and then Shalachra the next day, she has to be a shemeris yom keneged yom, she has to wait 1 day to make sure she doesn't see again. So the second day, that's when she borrowed your dress. And then she gave it back to you, and she wore it the next day. So you have the right to be told and say yes, that this dam came from that Isha that wore it, from Leah that wore it yesterday, since she was a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. Or else of a Seferis Shiva, an Isha that was a Zava, and even though she already counted Zayin Kiyam, but she told her she didn't go to the mikveh yet. That also if she wore the dress and then she gave it to you, and now you find a kesem on it, your Torah, you have a right to say, came from her. Lefikach, therefore, the locker is he, Mr. Kenneth, the last, the owner of the dress, now that's wearing it now, she's Torah, but the chaver to Mikkelis, the first one that wore it, we say she was the one that had this kesem, and therefore she got ruined because of it, she's Mikkelis. Different Rav Shimon Gamliel, these are words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rashi explains, Visheni Shalon the second day, Emishilta Lishmeris Yoim. If you lend it to the Shmeris Yoim, Visheni Shalom on the second day, so totally what you've read to say the Dam came from her, even though she didn't see Dam today, but since she saw Dam yesterday, and therefore since she's Tomei, therefore we say the Dam came from her. And even though she counted 7 days as Zayin Kiyum, but since she didn't go to the mikveh, she's still Tomei, we have right to be totally in her. Those are the words of Shem Gamliel. Since that Ish is Tomei, and this one is Tor, so we're totally in her better. Rabbi says no. Ain't a Tola, no, you can't be telling the other one. Ain't a Tola, Rabbi says. Rashi says, Ho Michal Kalislo, of course, by saying the first one saw you ruining it for her. Because she's a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, and now you're making her tell me another day? Or else here she counted Zayin Kiyum, you're making her besides starting over again. So you're being Makukal her, so if Rabbi says you're not totally in her, and Lefika, therefore we tackle, did not know from which Isha the Kesem came from, and therefore we have to say, Shtei Mikukalis, both of them are Tomei, both are Makukal. The first one and the second one, so both have to go to Chumra. That's Rabbi Svaro. But Vishov and both Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel both agree, Shetayla b'shmeres yom keneged yom b'rishin shalom, that let's say the first Isha saw Dam that day, and then she wore the beggar the rest of the day, and then she gave it back to you when you wore it the next day, then even Rebbe would agree the second one is Torah. You have right to say the first one saw, because she saw that day anyway. Like you're not being Makalkula at all, anything more, because she's Tomei anyway that day. So by saying she saw the Kesem, you're not ruining her at all, if even Rebbe would agree, you're telling the first one. Or else, Uvi Yosheves Adam Torah, let's say the first lady gave birth, and she's joined the days now, even she sees Dam as Dam Torah. So again, if we say it was her Kesem, we're not ruining her, she's Torah anyway. So then we're telling this Kesem came from her, and the second one is also Torah. or also the psula. Let's say she just got married and she broke her psulim, so lochur is the first 4 nights she's mutter to live with her husband. And any dam she sees, we say it's dam besulim. It's dam maka, it's not dam nidus. So therefore, shademir torim. So that isha borrowed your dress, and then the second isha puts it on again, so we'll tell you that dam came from the first one, which is dam tor, and therefore both of them remain tor. Yeah, here they both agree. Now the Gemara explains. Lefikot of Shimon Gamliel, in his first case that he said, you told him the Shmeres Yoyim and the Shmeres Yoyim, was yet to speak out the Fikot of Churub Shita, that the first one is Mekuka, the second one is Torah, Lomeli. So Gemara says, Mishum the Rebbe Nechnami, he only says it because that's where Rebbe also said Lashon Lefikot. Therefore he says Lefikot. But it's all very good. Lefikot the Rebbe Lomeli, what do I need Rebbe's Lefikot for? So Gemara says, yes. Because the mother time I would have thought to say, it's a big swear to say, Rebbe says, we don't know which one it came from. So we have to say they both told me. So I would have thought to say, no, true, you're not told it in the first one, but maybe it's a swear to be told it in the second one. I would have thought maybe, the one you found to have a kesem, tiskalkul, she's the one to be told me. But either the first one, we didn't find it by her, late tiskalkul, we should not ruin it for the first one at all. It's Kamashman, that's the Chiddush Nodar, according to Rebbe, since we do not know from which one, the first or second one, the Kesem came from, but Asaf, we have to say it came from both. They're both in the Safa, they're both Tamei, and both to the Mama Kukul. Omer of Chizdom, Chizdom says like this, Omer of Chizdom, what's going to be Tamei v'Tor, Shehocho v'Shnei Shvilim? A person that's Tamei and a person that's Tor, both of them walk down two different roads. Echa Tor v'Echa Tamei. One road had a mace there, was told me, one road had a tor. So you want to know, do we have a right to say the person that's tor, Ms. Tommy, he walked down the tor, the road, he's still tor, and the other one is still Tommy. So he said, this comes from Machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, we're not Tommy, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we'll be Tommy, Lohokil, to say the tor went down the tor, the road. Maskib lo Ravada, Ravada says back, no, who said so? Until now, look, come a Rebbe. When does Rebbe say both are Tommy Hosemel, the Tavayu, Kedo, the Ninu? They're both the same status. Like, we have no reason to say one more than the other. And if we say one, you're ruining it for the other one. Like, which one should be ruined more? But Hoch over here, there's a big reason to say, like, my nafka, let me know. Like, what's the difference? The one. That is, when does Rebbe say we're not totally Dafka over there? Because my nafkulum, because over there the tavaya kador the ninu, like both of them will have to lose if they become tummy. Both of them lose, the first one and the second one. They both have to lose. Therefore, their rebbe says that we don't know which one to be told. They're both tummy. But hocha my nafkulum, you know what's the difference over here? My nafkulum, you know, like the one that's tummy is tummy anyway, and the one that's tor should remain tor. So even rebbe would agree. We have right to say that tordika person went down the tordika road. However, Rav Chizda holds now. Saif, Iyu Tfila Boy, there's enough community before also. That before the Eba Rebbe, the person, even though she's a Shemaris, even though she can't design a kim, but she still needs Tfila. So the Mai says she's still Tomei. Even though she's Tomei, still Rebbe says we're not Tali in her more than the other one. See, so even though one is Tomei and one is Tor, according to Rebbe, we would not be Tali one more than the other. So according to Rebbe, that it could be we would not know what would be, both of them would be suffering Tomei. It will learn like this. Om Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Tomei v'Tor, a person that's Tomei, a person that's Tor, a filu even Tor v'Tor, a person that's Tor, and a person that's a Tolei, suffered whether he's Tomei. Sho'ocho v'shnei shvil, they went down two roads. Echo Tomei v'echo Tor, one road was Tor, one was Tomei. Tor v'Tomei v'Tolei, I've read to say the one that's Tomei went there, the Toledika person, the Toledika person went down the Toledika road, the one that's a suffix, but the V'Tor v'Tor, the one that's a Tor, went down the Toledika road, they were according to everybody. So, of course, here the Torah, the one that ones have nothing to lose, his tummy anyway. But the one that's Tor, he has a right to say he still remains Tor. Let's say this Isha lent her beggar to another lady that has tummy because of a kesem. And then after she used it, you used it again. And then she found the kesem in her beggar. So could you be telling now that this dam came from the other one, even though she wasn't vatatum with the writer, she only had a tumas kesem on him. So Ali, but the Rebbe, Lo Tiboylach, Hashtag Mahosam, the Kochaz, the Mugubin over there, she saw me go for the dam. Or might the story say, Natalie Natolo, Hocha, the Miyal Makos, yes, only a Kestam, we're not sure dam came from her altogether. Look, Hoshkin, for sure, you can't be told if this dam came from her, but both you have a suffer to Miss Kestam on you. Kitty Bolak, where's my Shalilu, Alibid of Shemingam Leo? Hossam was a kuchaz over there with Isha Vade Sodam Nigufa Talia. Therefore, he says she saw one, she saw a second time. And this kesson came from her, and the second lady is Tor. But also, be it that the first lady, the Miyama kesson, Midi writes, we don't know for sure she's Tomei. We have right to say the kesson came Miyama. Le Talia, we do not say that only the second one is Tomei, not the first one. By Dilma, maybe no listener, so there's no difference. Omalai answered back, and the Nin is Ain Tolu, we're not Tolu. My time was the reason of Fee Shane Tolu, that's it, we're not Tolu. But since the first one was only about of Kesem, we do not know for sure she even saw Dam. We do not know for sure that Dam came from much, she's only Tolu with Rabbanan. Therefore, the second dress that she wears, both of them are Besophic, which one saw this Dam, therefore they're both Tolu in a Sophic. Eighth, we have a question. It says, Zayn told him Kesem, Kesem, we're not told him Kesem, Kesem. But in Shiloh Chalukul Noch, if you lend your dress to a Goya, or you'll be your Shevas, or your Nisha, which is Shevas like Kesem, have a raise that told him, but then you could be told him, no. So, who are good for Kash, is still alone. Raise your mat, they ain't told him you're not told him in a Kesem. Say for mat, they're telling you what told him. You must have all the Kash in the Steer, tell you how Rabbi was Shemingam Leal. One goes according to Rabbi that we're not told him, one goes according to Shemingam Leal that we are told him. He could hear me some say, oh, but because it was according to Rebbe. Oh, Berishon, Shiloh, oh, Vishen, Shiloh. Once Berishon, the first day she saw, then she's Vadi Tama that day, then everybody else would totally in her. Or else the Shen, Shiloh, then we're not totally. Vashi, Yom, oh, Bo, Shemagam, Leo, Vlakash, is no stereo. I'll tell you, Kan, Lamafreya, one of the shells, she's Tama, Lamafreya, from backwards. Kan, Labo, Mikan, Labo, Tak, we say she's Tama. I'm going to go to the next page. We'll stop here then.